Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectus Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectus Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Bubba Travel has announced that it is to return to twice hourly flights from July 4th, adding a total of 16 flights to the weekday timetable. The Cross Solent operator has continued to operate throughout the lockdown, as well as playing a key role in the provision for patient transfers to the mainland. Loretta Lale, head of commercial at Hover Travel, said, "An important part of our risk-assessed approach is managing the capacity on our craft, and we have been adding in ad hoc services to handle the slowly increasing demand as travel restrictions are relaxed." Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council has this week launched the latest addition to its coronavirus toolkit to control the virus and protect the island. The COVID-19 Prevention Incident and Outbreak Control Plan provides a blueprint for containing and managing COVID-19 outbreaks to protect residents and support the most vulnerable. Developed to support the National NHS Test and Trace Programme, the strategy sets out how possible outbreaks in settings such as schools and care homes will be identified swiftly and suppressed before they gain momentum. Outbreak management is seen as an important addition to the Council's coronavirus toolkit, which also includes test and trace and the National Stain Alert campaign. Launching the plan, Simon Bryant, the island's Director of Public Health, said residents could help reduce the risk of outbreaks occurring by taking sensible precautions. He said the most important thing we can continue to do is to adhere to social distancing, 2 metre guidelines, and wash our hands regularly to help control the virus, and in doing so, save lives. If we continue to do what we've all been doing for the last few months, taking sensible precautions, we can help stop the spread of this very contagious virus. And finally, thousands of members of a regional cooperative took to the polls during lockdown, which resulted in a donation of £2,630 to local causes affected by the pandemic. Southern Co-op holds an election every year for its members to vote people onto its board. This year, more than 10,000 people voted. For every voter, 25p was pledged by the independent cooperative to the Neighbourly Community Fund, which is providing micro-grants to good causes that are helping communities affected by the coronavirus outbreak. The high turnout resulted in a donation of £2,630 being added to the £40,000 already made to the fund. Steve Butterworth, Neighbourly Chief Executive Officer, said local charities and causes have been under immense pressure since the start of the COVID crisis. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectus Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 29th of June 1613 was when the famous The Globe Theatre burnt down. The Globe Theatre, where playwright William Shakespeare's plays were put on, burnt down, and a burning cloth that was fired from a cannon as part of a play caught fire on a thatched straw roof. In 1614, the theatre was rebuilt. Later, during Oliver Cromwell's reign, the Puritans pulled the theatre down. In 1997, a replica of the original Globe opened and is still open today. The 2nd of July 1843 was when an alligator fell from the sky during a thunderstorm in Charleston, South Carolina. Nobody had actually seen the alligator fall. It was decided unanimously that the alligator must have fallen from the sky, as any other way was incredibly unlikely. The 1st of July 1903 was the birthday of Amy Johnson, the first woman to fly from Britain to Australia solo. She left Croydon in England on the 5th of May 1930 and arrived in Darwin on the 24th of May. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and I have some motivational quotes. The unexpected kindness is a powerful thing. Just a few kind words, you can change someone's entire day. The people we care about most are often the ones we forget to be kind to. We know they'll love us anyway and forgive us for any grumpiness. But one simple sentence can change everything. You have the power with every comment you make every day to help with those around you. And yourself in the process. Don't underestimate the effect of a few kind words. Tell your boss he or she inspires you. Tell your child you appreciate how hard they try. Tell your teacher that they make coming to school fun. Tell your parents how much their support means to you. Tell your brother or sister you feel lucky to have them. Tell your partner that they are the love of your life. It costs nothing to be kind. It helps you and can help others too. There'll be more motivational quotes next week.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is sclerophyll. S-C-L-E-R-O-P-H-Y-L-L. It means a woody plant with evergreen leaves that are tough and thick in order to reduce water loss. It originated from the early 20th century from the Greek word skleros, which means hard, and phullon, which means leaf. That's all. Join us next week for more. In Isle of Wight news this week, travellers on the Cowes floating bridge will soon be able to pay staff using contactless bank cards. With cash payments no longer accepted due to coronavirus and the increasing use of the popular saver cards, the Isle of Wight Council is now adopting contactless handsets for floating bridge staff to take payments on board from Monday 6th of July. The new handsets will also let saver card holders top up their cards straight away. Contactless card payments help minimise cash handling for staff and passengers, thereby improving safety in the current coronavirus crisis. Floating bridge customers who don't use the saver card can already use their contactless bank card or cash to buy a ticket at a shoreside ticket machine. Tickets can be bought online using online payment methods including credit or debit cards or a charge to your phone bill. All these options will still be available, plus the new choice to pay with a contactless card on board. Meanwhile, Cineworld has confirmed that the reopening of its Isle of Wight cinema has been pushed back to 31st of July. It was previously announced that the cinema would be reopening on 10th of July, but the release of a number of films has been delayed, meaning it would be almost pointless for the cinema to welcome visitors at this time. Staff has been informed of the decision. When the complex at Furlongs does reopen, there will be social distancing measures throughout and all toilets will be stocked with antibacterial hand soap. There will also be a number of hand sanitisation stations for customers and employees. An enhanced cleaning programme will be implemented to clean and sanitise the high touch points within the cinema. One of the biggest changes will be the lack of a physical ticket. Tickets will be available to book in advance online and via the Cineworld app. Confirmation emails will be used as tickets. And finally, there is no immediate risk of reintroducing lockdown on the Isle of Wight, according to the island's council leader. Dave Stewart says he hasn't been made aware of any spike in coronavirus cases, which would mean going back into lockdown. A report in The Express claims the Isle of Wight is among the top 36 places in the country which has seen an increased risk. But Councillor Stewart has moved to reassure islanders that this is not the case and the report is inaccurate. Councillor Stewart said, "I have not been made aware of any plans for an immediate lockdown. I am leading the team for any lockdown plans and our board would make any decision. We are in regular contact with the government. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole."
That's it for this week's Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.